Welcome, folks, to another edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO on this wonderful Saturday morning. Boy, heck of a Bison game last night. But what, you know what? We'll talk about that maybe later next week on the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO. We're going to spend the next hour talking outdoors. Later in the program, Jeff Katzer of Mitchell's Guide Service and Woodland Resort going to join us. And, of course, Corey Askin from the Lake Place. Find out where the fish might be biting in this last weekend of summer before the kidlets, at least in Minnesota, go back to school. They've already gone back to school in North Dakota. In some cases, they've been sitting out because it's been like 1,000 degrees throughout North Dakota. Let's kick things off this morning. Let's bring in Doug Lear, my colleague at KFGO, and, of course, the world-famous wildlife biologist for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and, might I add, the idol of one of my daughter's friends, Calvin Darling. When I told you...
That's heavy.
It was, oh.
That's pressure.
That's a responsibility.
That's pressure. There's no twerking for this guy.
Oh.
I mean, I can't be doing stuff like that if I'm going to be the wholesome outdoors household kind of a guy.
Yes. Yeah, but you know what, though? And I don't want to embarrass you here, but a young friend of my daughter, Emma, our daughter, Emma, named Calvin. I took him fishing one time, trying to do my part to bring a young guy fishing, get him started in the world. Yep. Thank you very much. But he mentioned, he said, Mike, do you work with Doug Lear? I said, well, sure. Yeah, I see Doug almost every day. You know, I run into him at least once a day. Oh, is there a way I could meet him?
No.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. And I said, well, why? Yeah, I'm sure there is. He said, he's my idol.
Now, come on.
Yes. He wants to meet
Calvin's last name Lear?
No. It's Calvin Darling. He lives up in our neighborhood in Crystal
Creek. Thank you, Cal. That's very kind. I mean, in total sincerity, that's speaking a lot. Thank you, Calvin.
But it is neat, and it's my point was going to be, you know, it's these young guys, these young kids today, they look up to people like you, Doug, in the outdoors world. They look up to people who... You know, you live the life. That's your job.
And I can relate to that. In fact, one of your recent blogs about Tony Dean was just locked me in. I mean, I read it and I lived it. And Tony Dean, Marlon Perkins was a guy that I grew up really just gravitating to. There's also Lauren Green. He had Lauren Green's New Wilderness, and I would watch that as well. I grew up, I enjoyed sports, and you know, I wouldn't say that Tommy Kramer was an idol of mine, but
well, thank God. He'd be a fall down drunk if he was.
Right. But guys like Marlon Perkins and Lauren Green and Tony Dean, man, when you wrote that post about Tony Dean and what he was to the outdoors and what's missing from the outdoors, I still nod my head when I think about that, Mike.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, you can see that blog post on KFGO.com. And my point was that it's, you know, there's so much of today's outdoors media, and I guess I'm one of those people, and so are you, Doug, because we have radio shows, but so much of it is the yee-haw, yo, Bubba, look at that big old deer we shot. Oh, my God, high-five me, boy, high-five me, woo!
Yeah.
And it's like a combat sport or a extreme sport. That's not the way I was brought up in the outdoors world. To me, it was all about solitude and respect for whatever you were, whether it's a sunfish or a perch or a 14-point buck. It's not about it being a trophy or going and bragging to your buddies that, yeah, I got the biggest buck.
Yeah.
It's about, boy, what a great time I had, whether you get something or not.
I know it. And I would, it's almost revolting to me. I would classify it in probably the disgusting category, because I don't think when you look back, whether it's Tony Dean or Aldo Leopold or Marlon Perkins, I don't think anyone ever imagined that spending time in the outdoors would be something where you're trying to make the equivalent of ESPN highlights it's just that's not even what the outdoors was supposed to be about. And I'm almost speechless, because I don't know what the problem is. What I look at it from guys like you and I, who do appreciate the outdoors for spending time with friends and family, mm-hmm. and catching a couple of walleyes and frying them up in a pan and talking about some of the stories from, you know, maybe talking about the sports stories from yesteryear to what it has become now. I don't know how you change that either,
Mike. But let's keep something in mind, though. And full disclosure for me, look, I have sponsors of this show. I have sponsors of my daily show on KFGO. So, I mean, I'm generating revenue off the outdoors, so I'm not innocent myself. I'm using it as a vehicle to make a living. But let's be honest, I don't think that 98% of the people in the outdoors world are like the Bubbas on TV who are high-fiving.
They're not.
You know, I've seen your videos.
I've listened to your outdoors, and you don't catch a 5-pound walleye and spike your rod, and you know, start doing the
or spike the walleye
or spike the right, or spike the walleye and do the Butch Johnson guns shooting touchdown dance when you do that, because the people that do that are a small percentage. And they're doing it for YouTube because they think that if they get 10,000 people to watch them do this psychedelic Canada Goose dance out there, that's unfortunately a small portion of it. And I think what you do and what we try to talk about does bring it back to how the majority of people enjoy the outdoors. They enjoy it for their neighbors and their friendships and the connection with watching the sunrise and being out on the water and all you can hear is the splash of the waves against the side of the boat.
And there's no doubt about it. And we'll get off the subject in a moment, although I could talk with you about this for the entire hour. I believe that in today's world of YouTube and handheld video cameras and all of the media outlets we have, that everybody wants to be that guy. Yeah. A large portion of the population wants to be that guy. They want to be the guy who has the TV show and the NASCAR shirt in the boat, and they want to be that, you know, oh, he's good, I'm going to make a living. What they don't understand is that the percentage of people who actually make a living off doing things in the outdoors is, it's like making the Major League Baseball if you're a little leaguer. It's the same percentage. And oh, by the way, if you talk to those guys who have done that, and there's a couple in our area who make a living off being in the outdoors, and they're good guys. I'm not blasting them because they're not the spike in the football guys. But you ask them, and they say, you know what? I fished a lot more before I was doing this than I do now. It's all about driving 500 miles to a sporting goods store in Lincoln, Nebraska to do a seminar for 20 minutes than it is about going fishing.
Yeah.
If you want to be that guy, then go through the proper channels, but by screaming on YouTube, woohoo, my God, look at the size of that band, bro! That's not going to get you there. It's not about that. It's about you selling product of the sponsors that you have that you've made relationships with over the years. That's what it's about.
Yeah, and in total honesty as well, is you take Tony Dean's show, for instance. Tony Dean had to catch fish. I mean, the show was great with the scenery and the people and the discussions, but Tony Dean caught fish as well, and it was just kind of the total package. And you're exactly right. When you take those people, it turns into a job. As much as they love to fish, as much as they love the outdoors, it does turn into a job, no matter, no bones about that.
We're talking with Doug Lear of North Dakota Game and Fish and KFGO, Tom Wynn and friends. Need to take a break. Boy, that was a quick segment. I could keep doing this all day long. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the seasons opening in North Dakota. It's that time of the year. It's hunting season. Hopefully you don't go spike any morning doves that you shoot this weekend. More to come on Mike McFeely Outdoors here on KFGO.